Later on, we'll again do some japa, chanting a mantra. Does everybody know Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? You know that mantra? So it's just straight except Vasudevaya. Everything else is. So we'll do that. Shardi, you can lead us, and then we'll do it for about 10 minutes and then just slowly taper off until silence, and we'll do it on our own end and do some Nididhyasana. Okay? But first we'll do our regular. I'm going to lead us on that. Okay. Om Tat Sat. I'm going to be leading us on a different type of guided meditation, this first part. It's more of what we call an act of the imagination, so I'll just take you through that, how to do that. But first, just invoking the inner friend. Turning your attention toward your own presence, toward the self. Being yourself, turn your attention toward yourself, and be yourself. As the body relaxes, let it relax just into your own presence, and your own presence, let it feel the body. Any tension in the body, give it a little attention, letting that area relax. And relax the body more deeply in a moment, but for now, just feel it naturally relaxing all of the tension in the body, just releasing itself out into space. Feeling your body with your own presence continues to relax. Invoking the inner friend, turning your attention gently toward your own presence. Being yourself, let the mind relax. So it's relaxing into your presence. And you're relaxing you are feeling the mind as it relaxes into your own presence. Now I want you to imagine a setting. It can be any setting that's special to you. And in that setting, you're going to be descending slowly down 10 steps into a special place. Say perhaps an underground place or just a safe place. It need not be underground. It's a safe place. I'm going to take you down those steps. And as you are descending the steps, you'll look around. See the setting as you descend into this safe, special room. Feeling yourself as you descend, leaving this world and entering into another space, an imaginal space. So now just imagine a special setting, a special place for you. Let your mind's eye look around. Notice it, what it's like. And feel the air. Notice if there are any scents, smells, scents. Any sounds. Any other animals or people around you. Over to this somewhat magical, special stairwell. And I'm going to guide you down those steps. Just notice it, notice your environment again. Notice if anybody happens to be there, any animals, any people. And take your first step down the stairwell. As you take that step, just notice the change in sensation as though you're sinking down. You're going down. And as you go down, your body relaxes in a different way, relaxing more than it had before. Feel that different level of relaxation. Take the second step. Again, the body relaxes, lets go of this world even more. You feel your mind also going deeper. Notice. notice your surroundings. Take the third step. Feel the body sinking down, relaxing, going into a different space than this waking state, this world. Notice your environment. The mind also is sinking down deeply. Take the fourth step. The body relaxes even more. Looking around with your mind's eye at this environment that you're entering as you descend. Look at the stairwell, look at the walls of the stairwell, or what's to either side of it. Feel the mind also descending as the body descends the stairwell, relaxing more and more. The mind also feels itself sinking down. Take the fifth step, relaxing, sinking down more deeply. Feel the body relax. Take the seventh step. Feel the body relaxing. Becoming so relaxed that it's barely noticeable. With your mind's eye, look around. Where are you? Take the eighth step. You should be probably underneath, underground by this point, or under the floor that you've descended from. So now as you look around, you're just seeing the stairs and a couple of steps left in front of you. Besides the surrounding, the material that the stairs and are made of. Feel your body relaxing more deeply. Take the ninth step. Relaxing. One more step to go into this special, magical place. And take the 10th step. to this special place, walk around, look around at it, see where you might like to sit, if you want to sit. Notice that there's a door that people can come into and go out of, and you can also go out that door. Into whatever that special environment is. Maybe it's a beautiful garden, maybe it's the ocean, maybe it's the wild forest. It's whatever it is for you to find out. As you sit in this place, you can beckon anyone you would like to be with. You can ask the little ones if they want to come and be with you, talk with you, play with you, go on a walk with you, whatever they feel, whatever you feel. You can call upon Bhagawan, your Ishtadevata. You can call upon animals to accompany you. Just let yourself be with these beings whom you're asking to join with you. And let them dialogue with you, and you dialogue with them. Play with you, you play with them. Go on walks or hikes, whatever happens internally, just go with it. We'll spend some time in this space, and after some time, I'll walk you back up the stairs. Like 10, 15 minutes or so in this space. just another few minutes before I walk us up the steps. Taking leave of wherever you're with, or the little ones, or the scene, the place where you are. So little ones, you can always tell them that you'll be back. You love being with them. How special they are to you. And make your way over to the steps. And starting to ascend to the first step, ninth step, and the eighth step, seventh step, sixth step, fifth step, feel the environment changing as you're coming back into this dimension. Fourth step, third step, second step, first step, and now you're on the ground looking around at the scene, the setting where you descended, from which you descended. If there's any beings there, you take your leave from them, maybe just with a nod or an acknowledgement of the space, the place. And find yourself back here in your body. to invoke the presence of Bhagavan or your Ishta Devata. In that presence, make a sankalpa, a prayer. I'll give a few minutes for that, whatever it may be. Make that sankalpa, that prayer to Ishwara, to Bhagavan, to your Ishta Devata. A few minutes for that. And after that, we'll chant together this mantra for some time.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo
keep the mantra going to yourself. The mantra be free of the vocal cords and expand, feel your whole mind. At some point, let the mantra just resolve itself and just sit with your own presence, bringing your mind here through the use of a mantra like Ishwaroham or Shantoham. Just be with yourself. Sure.